This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. 1 month ago, it was St. Patrick's Day.
There you go. Anything exciting on the 17th? Any of them? Any other things happen on the 17th?
Big party for you this weekend.
Yeah.
Is it okay to talk about that for a moment?
We can talk about it.
We'll touch on it.
All right.
It's a big weekend for Jimmy Langan, and he's in for the next hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to be talking Storm hockey. We're going to be talking about what's going on the field. Again, there's a lot of movement because of the rain. Nebraska's moved up to 4 o'clock. UNK just changed again. They're now going to play a doubleheader on Saturday, single game Sunday and Monday. It leaves them a little gap, depending on what the weather does, is what it's all about. Teams that are on the road only have a certain amount of times due to the regulations of the league to be gone. And so they have to – that's why you have so many adjustments. You're trying to catch the best weather. Hastings College, we're going to talk with Coach Steve Sponberg a little bit later on in the program. They are scheduled to have a busy home weekend as they're heading towards the end of their season. They got a couple of weekends left. And we'll also be talking with Stanley Jackson of the Big Ten Network about spring football. A little Nebraska, but – kind of overall as well, what's going on with the Big Ten. Fanatics Trivia, our Friday Fanatics Trivia, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Fanatics as well. But I want to start, Jimmy, with Tri-City Storm Hockey. I've said this many times. We cover them. I'm not a huge hockey fan. I always reiterate that. I don't understand the game. I mean, obviously, with it being here now 15 years and watching a little bit of the Stanley Cup more than I ever used to, you get a little bit of it, a lot more, hopefully, just by trying to learn it so we can talk a little bit more intelligently about him. But the opportunity to go watch the Storm play, it just doesn't happen. I mean, I'm doing my basketball, football, volleyball, and they're playing their hockey, and, you know, you look at the scores and you read the stories and you keep up on that. So went out, did the game, covered the game last night, and you just sat there and went, they don't look like they don't look very good, for a lack of a better term, but yet it seems like they're outplaying Omaha, but they're down 2-0. It was a kind of a weird scenario through the first two periods. Let's face it, Jimmy, in hockey, soccer, if you're down 2-0, most of the time you can kind of shut the door. It's not 2-0 midway through the first. It's 2-0 entering the third period. But they seem like a whole different team in the third period, and the Storm put the excitement in the crowd, and it made them fun to watch, and it was why you go watch this group of young men play for the Tri-City Storm, because they just kept at it and somehow just dominated the third period. Omaha had one shot on goal in the third period. Tri-City scored three times, and they won it 3-2. And they're now a game away from advancing to the Western Conference Finals, which isn't going to be easy still, but it's better being up 2-0 than down 2-0.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about different sports, hockey's a game where, I mean, I think the goalie from, from Omaha saved 34. But he let three get by.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so you're looking at that, and, you know, that's over 90%, you know what I mean, and that's kind of what you're supposed to do. So it wasn't like he had a horrible game, but, boy, in the last 4 minutes, boy, did they fall apart evidently, and the momentum or whatever it was, you know, that takes place, because it looked like, you know, like you said, when it's 2-0, maybe the best we could hope for was a tie and then go into overtime. It looked like that might be the best possible scenario. And then you think, hey, if we score now, we can maybe win this in overtime. You know, so.
And, you know, I've been around long enough. You've been around long enough. It wasn't so much what I was thinking as we went down to talk to Coach Holton. What was running through my mind wasn't so much the euphoria of the Storm winning. And as I said, thank God we don't go to overtime because it could be one overtime, two, three, four. I mean, there is no shootout in the playoffs. And I'm thinking how devastated Omaha must be. I'm not, you know, if it's Nebraska playing Ohio State, yeah, that's good. I'm not feeling probably bad for Ohio State if we come back and beat them. But you're just thinking, man, Omaha had to think this baby's over. I mean, we are up and we're even playing pretty good and we're still up 2-1 with 4 minutes to go. They get called for too many men on the ice. During one of their shift changes, somebody messed up. That's a penalty. It sets up a power play. In 11 seconds, the Storm score. So immediately, I mean, you don't even have time as a coach or a player who made the mistake to settle in and go, oh, God, I just screwed up. When it's magnified, the salt gets poured in the wound, and it's 2-2. And then all of a sudden, the whole air is out of your team, and 2 minutes later, not only are you not winning, you've been beaten. And it's going to be tough for Omaha, even though they're pretty good. The Storm going to try and wrap it up tomorrow night at 7:05 at the Viero Event Center. If Omaha wins, then they go to the Ralston Arena and play right away again on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, when you get on that interstate, the mile marker's 272. And when you get to Omaha, you're sitting around 450. And that's got to be a long, long 300 round-trip miles, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Little painful. It was, the Omaha Kearney round trip was more exciting for the Kearney track teams yesterday as they both went down there and won the Omaha Central Invitational, boys and girls. So I saw their bus. Brent was telling me yesterday before the show, he saw the bus leaving town because he was out covering a news story. And then I saw the bus when I went home last night. I mean, these kids aren't getting back till around 11. So it's a long day, but they're used to it.
Hey, you know, Doug, is the Omaha Central, this is probably one of the stupidest questions I've ever asked you, but is the Omaha Central invite at Omaha Central High School? Or is it, because you've seen the Omaha Central's track. They got four lanes.
Well, it's probably Burke.
Okay, that was my question. Good. So
you know, I can't. I can double check really quick.
Okay.
I just don't have it in front of me.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
I thought Omaha Central because I mean it's really a nice facility. They've got a great football field.
Make it a long day if you only had four lanes.
Four
lanes. You have to run a lot of heats.
Yeah.
It's a lot of heats.
All right,
Jimmy.
Heat 16.
Just because one of
Wilson,
the heats is
lane
all right,
one.
All the Kearney kids, you run now.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. And again, getting back to the Storm, kind of some names. And again. And it was proven last night just from the guys that are there all the time and Coach Holton. I mean, kind of some names that we haven't talked about a whole lot. You've got Kevin Kerr, who scored the first goal and assists on the game winner. Then Mason Appleton, we've talked about him. And then Dan Lebosky, who is an interesting story, and I don't know the entire background, and I'm sure even if it was all made official, but he left, he went to play college, it didn't work out. The Storm accepted him back, and then he gets his first playoff goal last night, and it ends up being the game winner. And you could tell when we talked to him afterwards, he was excited, but he was more gratified, gracious, and humble. But you can just tell in talking to some of these kids that they like being here. So it was cool for him. I mean, somebody that hadn't had a whole lot of success this year, and he knocks home the game winner last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, what an exciting, and, you know, boy, the odds of, I mean, and no one's going to say that this thing's over yet, but it's going to be really hard for Omaha to win three straight.
Speaking of Omaha, reserve tickets for the College World Series will go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'll give you a phone number, and, of course, there's websites in Omaha, or NCAA, Omaha.com, all that kind of stuff, but here's a phone number, 866-208-0048, or you can go to NCAA.com and follow the icons to the College World Series. But 866-208-0048, reserve seat tickets for the College World Series go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Won't be too long. We're nailing that as well. So that's all part of what we're getting through here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you're out and about and while you're over there at Duncan Field this weekend, there might be a rain delay. You might have to wait in the stands. Just walk across the street to Big Daddy's Deli. Get yourself a great sandwich. Get some for your entire family, your entire crew that's there. Big Daddy's at 610 East South Street has all the sandwiches you need. Home of a bazillion and one, because too many is better than not enough. You pick your sandwich, freshly baked bread or bun, the cheese, the veggies, the condiments. You can get a combo meal, and there's a lot of things that you can put in that combo meal besides a drink, chips, potato salad, side salad, homemade soup, maybe a fruit salad. They've got desserts, cookies, and a whole lot more, and they even offer special meat and cheese trays for your events. So get a hold of them today or just stop by anytime for a great sandwich. Big Daddy's Deli, 610 East South Street, right across from Duncan Field in Hastings. Well, when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, going to talk a little spring football, and Stanley Jacks will join us from the Big Ten Network. And in just watching and listening to what's going on out there, it'll be curious to see how some of the experts view, because some of them are still finishing up spring ball here. Some of them are done, like Nebraska, but some of them are still finishing up. And I think the analysts, they get a pretty good, I think we've had a pretty good vibe, because I'm going to tell you what, unless there's an injury, because a transfer, nobody's transferring that starting, all right? Nobody's transferring that starting. But unless something happens in a workout or in fall camp of an injury, let's face it, Jimmy, the talent's not changing. There's not a whole lot changing. The predictions aren't changing that much from the end of April to the end of August.
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly. Wherever Nebraska, wherever they think they're going to be, and they're going to be third or fourth, I mean, that's about where they're going to be predicted. You know, is going to be third or fourth, and possibly a harder four than a three. But because, and I'm talking about on their side, Doug.
I'm not talking about on the whole. Crossing over here because I think they'll probably be picked two.
You think so?
I think they'll be picked two.
Wisconsin one?
Wisconsin one, Nebraska two. Then who would you take ahead of them? Even though they've lost to Minnesota, Minnesota's losing guys. Iowa seems to be in a little bit of turmoil. There may be some scattered votes out there, but do you like somebody that would be Wisconsin, then
Minnesota,
who, then Nebraska? You think Minnesota's ready to take another step?
I think Minnesota's playing at home. I just, they've won two in a row. I just like the way their body language is. Their head coach, people like to play for him. Jerry Kill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Kill. They like to play for him. You just can see that there's they're recruiting, who they're getting. They seem like they're getting people aren't leaving their state to go play someplace else. And I just kind of like Minnesota. So maybe Nebraska. I guess I'd look at Nebraska as a three. And not a four, because I think you're right about Iowa. But I think Nebraska and Iowa are very close for three and four. And maybe Minnesota's close for two, three, and four. But I just don't see Nebraska. They lost a really good running back. And I just don't know how you lose a guy like that. And I think maybe he was the most important player to any team of the six.
Well, and I'm not saying Nebraska won't be third or fourth, but my gut tells me they're going to be predicted second. And you know what? Some of that's going to be because everybody likes Mike Riley. And it has nothing to do with the X's and O's, but they like Mike Riley.
When you're picked second, that means you should be getting some first-place votes. If you're picked second. I mean, somebody's got to put you first. And I just don't know how anybody's going to put Nebraska first.
And see, there's no official... Big Ten, what they will do is one of the beat writers will send it out to two writers from each school, so there's about 28 votes, but it's nothing that the league does. It's not like what was done with the Big 8 and the Big 12, and they'll have a short list of 28 sports writers that will vote. I would bet every single one of them votes Wisconsin number one, unless somebody wants to take a flyer, make a statement.
And they might make a statement on a Nebraska or a Minnesota. Yeah.
Because you throw them all in the mix, Illinois is even a little bit better. I just think Purdue is sixth and two through five. I mean, you probably put Illinois five still, but I'm with you. You mean you got Northwestern, you got Nebraska, you got Minnesota. How it all plays out there. We know how a Nebraska fan wants and tries to be optimistic, but we're not in that spot right now. We'll see if it becomes that way. We'll talk about it with Stanley Jackson of the Big Ten Network when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now at America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
NNC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of the newest rental store. Located at 2608 East 32nd Street Place, Suite C, NNC Cat Rental is your source for daily, weekly, and monthly rental of high-quality, low-hour cat and top allied brands of equipment and attachments. Contact NNC for your next rental and choose from skid steer loaders, tow-behind booms, generators, and so much more. Visit online, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Look for more rain to continue across the area today, along with a few thunder showers at times as well. Temperatures will stay up around 67 for a high, with an east wind at 10 to 20. Now, with more rain tonight, we'll head down to 51. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 55.
Excuse the ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug did a Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Jimmy, again, how about my cousin Lucas Duda just tearing it up for the Mets? Five multi-hit games in his last six. The Mets have won five in a row. I'm not a Mets fan, but obviously number 21 gets the game-winning RBI yesterday. Lucas Duda, baby.
Lucas Duda. In fact, he's going to be on our show from now on. We're going to be talking about Lucas Duda, about like David Letterman talked about that shortstop for the Royals. What was that guy's
Buddy
name?
Biancolana.
Buddy Biancolana. You remember that time, Buddy Biancolana? I think he got a hit, and he goes, he's only 3,142 behind, or he's 4,142 hits behind Pete Rose, or something like that. So, yeah, what's his first name again? What is his
Buddy?
No, Duda.
Oh, Lucas.
Lucas Duda. Yeah. Lucas Duda. Yeah, we're going to have to put a sign up on there.
They just trade him to the Royals. If they would just trade him to the Royals, everything would be much better. So we'll make a reconnection here with Stanley Jackson. I think we've lost him on the line there, Brent. So let's reconnect with Stanley. And while we do that, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday who you got in the NBA championships. If we have time, we'll have our little fantasy bracket here, Jimmy. Golden State was the selection, 40%, 30% in LeBron and Cleveland, and then a couple of votes out there for the Hawks, Bulls, and Clippers. And you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. We ask you today, was it a good thing for Teran Petaway to forego his senior season to enter the NBA draft? From a Nebraska fan standpoint, would have loved to have seen Petaway back. I think he would have been able to provide some stability in what's going to be a transition year for the Huskers now with all these guys gone for graduation, transferring, or going to the NBA draft. But I think for Teran, as we talked about yesterday with Robin Washington, it's the move he had to make. He's going to get his degree in May. Go get your money. I don't think he'll be drafted Whether he latches on with the team, it'll be interesting. I was listening to Hail Varsity yesterday with Chris Schmidt, and his analyst was talking about some of the teams that need guards. And they're saying, yeah, you know, Pettaway might be the 11th or 12th guy on a 12-man roster, but well, that's a pretty good check, and you don't have to be overseas. You're playing in the NBA.
Yeah, good point. And he could be. I mean, he's you know, he's a scorer. He can score. You know, and that's one of the things we, you know, you can't, you got to have so many points and you got to win the game, and so they're going to have to defend him. So when he gets the ball, somebody's going to have to defend him, and he's pretty good one on one, and that's what you got to play in the NBA. They got some rules there where you can't play zone. You got to play man to man, and that might be his. You know, that might be a pretty good deal for him.
So vote now. Teran Pettaway going to the NBA. Is that a good move for him? I think so. Home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. It's our Midtown Mart cooler question. Well, let's talk a little everything that's Big Ten. We like to have fun with all of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. We welcome in Ohio State alum Stanley Jackson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning from the Big Ten Network. Stanley, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Well, we know you're well-rounded in everything. So six members of the Big Ten were selected in the WNBA draft last night. I thought maybe we could break down all six. How would that be?
That might be a tiny bit of a stretch, but I think it's an improvement. You know, when you think about the overall success of the Big Ten this year, a lot of it's come on the basketball side. Maryland was a great addition. Their girls' basketball was outstanding. And so I think if anybody is feeling excited about that, it has to be Commissioner Delaney, because the Big Ten has done some good things this year.
Then Ohio State is bringing Greg Beals, is bringing his baseball team into Lincoln this weekend, and they're going to try and play through the raindrops. The Buckeye baseball team has been a little bit of a surprise. They're really playing well this year.
They are. They're doing a fantastic job. They got a big upset here on their home field in Columbus this last week against Louisville. And, you know, it's tough to play baseball in the Midwest, but I think the coaches, the stadiums that you have now, they're doing a much better job of recruiting talented kids. And you guys know about baseball. If you can pitch, then you've got an opportunity. And that's something Ohio State has done well so far.
Stanley Jackson, Big Ten Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, obviously to talk a majority of football. We had Coach Beals on earlier this week. I asked him if Urban Meyer left him any money. What about that?
Yeah, you know, you win big games and you get paid. If you go back to a year ago where Coach D'Antonio had that great run at the end of the year, Michigan State rewarded him. He was the highest paid coach in the conference, the second highest paid in the country. And then so a year later where Ohio State was able to win the national championship, their head coach is well rewarded, and I think he's deserved. I mean, he's got three national championships now. He's got a great team poised to compete for another one. And so, you know, the money is absurd. There's no question about that. But if you're going to compete and have great coaches, you got to pay him, and he's a guy that deserves the money.
Hey, you're looking at the whole Big Ten picture. You know, Wisconsin comes very close to winning a national championship in basketball. You know, of course, Ohio State wins one in football. What's this do for the image of the whole Big Ten right now?
That's great. You know, like a couple calls away, and you got a double dip for the major sports in college. And so I think it's fantastic. You look at what other schools are doing. I think the Big Ten has racked up maybe seven national championships. Ohio State doing a fantastic job with the bulk of that, a wrestling national championship, shooting, synchronized swimming. So all that, I think, adds to the allure of the conference. Let's face it, students want to go to schools that have winning programs, and so it's great to see that the conference is expanding, adding great teams. And I know we often focus on football and what those adding those teams will do to football, but think about what Maryland has done and their great sports programs, and adding them has been fantastic for us. And then obviously adding Nebraska just a handful of years ago. So if we can continue to expand, do the right things, get into the right markets, I think the Big Ten is poised to be around and be a player for a while.
Jimmy, I'm not sure Stanley knows that Nebraska has probably won the most recent Big Ten championship. You want to tell him in which sport?
Doug always makes fun of me because I never follow this. And every time but it's women's bowling. In women's bowling, I think we beat Stephen F. Austin in the finals.
Dominated him, crushed him.
Yeah, 4-2, beat Stephen F. Austin 4-2 in the finals. And we're just really good with spares here in the state of Nebraska. We get a lot of spares. We can pick them up here.
That's impressive. Anytime you can bring some hardware on campus, I think you ought to do it. And listen, I've tried to bowl. It's a physical sport, so those ladies just know what they're doing.
Don't fall down because it's all over YouTube. And it's Stanley Jackson with his former Ohio State Buckeye with the Big Ten Network. Some of the stories that are even up on BTN.com today are talking about the quarterback situation at Ohio State. Stanley, can you tell us a little bit about where they're at and how they've handled that in the spring?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have any clarity at this point because two of the guys that are going to compete, you know, can't go. And so Ohio State has their spring game this weekend. Cardell Jones will be the starter. Excuse me. But JT Barrett and Braxton won't play. Braxton can't throw a football until the fall. And so I think it's still a very difficult question for Coach Meyer because all three of these guys in their own right deserve to start. They're completely different. There's nothing similar about them. You know, it's been a couple years since we witnessed Braxton Miller tear it up, but he's one of a few guys that averaged over 7 yards a touch. And that's hard to turn away from, especially when you're a head coach that likes to run the ball. You don't want to throw it as much. Changing offensive coordinators may have given Braxton an edge if he's healthy. But at the end of the day, they're going to be two disappointed guys watching from the sideline, and you got to pick one. So I can tell you this. The one thing that's a definite right now is Urban Meyer's not getting a lot of sleep at night thinking about that position. Because the most important thing with any sport is chemistry. And if you ruin your team chemistry, you know, if that team loses its edge, it can be difficult to repeat as Big Ten and national champion. And he's got to be very delicate with this and be honest with these guys so that you don't have a cancer in the locker room.
Stanley, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, but being a Buckeye, it's just an opinion. If you had to make a starting quarterback choice today, which one of those three fits the mold that you just talked about the most?
Well, listen, I think let's say all guys are healthy, okay? So let's put it in that equation. I'm a little old school, and I don't think you should ever lose your job due to injury. And what we do know is that when Braxton was healthy, Cardell and JT couldn't beat him out. And so I like to go back to Braxton with a slight caveat to say, listen, if you're not getting it done, then we got one of these young guys that I'm going to put in the football game. So if you're throwing picks, you're not accurate, then you're not going to play as much. But I like going back to the senior. It was his job. Still the most prolific offense in Ohio State history was when Braxton was running it. And can you just imagine Braxton and Ezekiel Elliott running more of a zone read option on offense? It's devastating to think about it. Now, you're going to probably take away some of the dynamic plays or spreading the ball out to all those great wide receivers. But Coach Meyer likes to run the ball. I would go with Braxton until he proves that he can't get the job done.
Stanley, I agree with that totally about not losing your job due to any injury. Next question for you. Tough one. Does Ohio State have the top three quarterbacks in the entire conference, and they're just sitting there 1, 2, and 3, and is it possible that if it doesn't work out for somebody that they're thinking, whoa, I'd like to transfer and play someplace else?
Well, I definitely think you can say they have the top two quarterbacks. When you think of the body of work of Braxton and JT Barrett, I mean, Connor Cook is in that mix, and if Christian Hackenberg can get back to what he was as a freshman, maybe you consider him. And then Tommy on the outside. Tommy just lacks consistency. If you can go back to those first three games where he was averaging about 300 total yards, then I think you're also talking about him. But at this point, Braxton and JT have proven over a span of time that they can be consistent making plays. Now, the challenge with Cardell is you've only seen three games. And in those three games, everybody else played a lot better. Ezekiel's numbers went up. The defense played much better than anybody expected. You go back just 2 weeks prior to the Big Ten championship game, and they gave up 200 yards on the ground, or 300 yards to Tevin Coleman, a team that all they could do was throw. So that defense improved tremendously. So I need to see more out of Cardell. He's yet to throw for 300 yards or 4 touchdowns, and both Braxton and JT have done that. So I think you have the top two with the potential of having a top three, and that's a good thing. But at this point, I don't think you'll see any guy leave. You know, if Braxton doesn't transfer prior to camp starting, he's locked in. And then, look, the other two guys, they love Ohio State. I think they're willing to stay around to compete. If for Cardell Jones, if he stays and doesn't play a lot, I think he can still leave next year and be probably a third-round pick. So it doesn't make sense for him to leave at that point unless you're going to go down right away so that you can play this year.
talking with Stanley Jackson, Ohio State alum, and, of course, with the Big Ten Network. Let's get a couple of thoughts on Nebraska right now with Mike Riley taking over and surviving. I don't think anybody's turning cartwheels, but nobody's depressed after spring football either. Jimmy and I were talking earlier in the show about where you think Nebraska will be in the Western Division if there's no major injuries before the start of fall camp here. Your thoughts on the Huskers and where they set in the West?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, listen, I was one guy who thought Nebraska was going to win the West last year. But, you know, obviously the injury to Abdullah and the inconsistency at quarterback, you know, led to a couple losses. So I still like Nebraska, but you got to replace a couple of big components. First is, how do you replace Amir? And I guess you do it by committee. You know, we got a lot of backs that have played with Newby and Cross, and so those guys can get into the mix. And then can you get Tommy to be a little more efficient? And I think we still have some question marks about what type of offense, you know, Coach Riley wants to run. If you go back to his days at Oregon State, he threw the ball all over the place. Well, he doesn't have that type of quarterback right now. And so can he make the changes necessary in his system to fit the talent? And I think if you can, you got some really good wide receivers coming back. That offense can be efficient enough to win a lot of games on West. And then I think you want to look at who are your top opponents. And I think you think about Minnesota, you think about Wisconsin, and both those teams have lost great running backs. Minnesota lost, you know, the best tight end in the league at this point, so you think their offense might take a step back. And then you go to Wisconsin, and they got Clement that's coming back, but they lost, you know, a Heisman candidate at running back. So I think those are the two teams if you can get through it, and I think Nebraska is good enough to compete. The big question is, you know, how do you replace your big pass rusher? You know, can you get after a passer on third down? Because that's the one area where, you know, it helps you against a team like Wisconsin. And then Nebraska has to figure out Wisconsin. You know, the last few times they played Wisconsin, that team tends to mash you guys on the ground. And it's something that they've got to figure out. You got to get over that hurdle. In the late 90s, as good as Ohio State was, we couldn't beat Michigan. And a few times they mashed us on the ground. Well, I feel the same way right now with this Wisconsin-Nebraska matchup. You got to figure out how to stop their ground and pound. And if you can do that, you've always got a chance against Wisconsin. But Nebraska hasn't done that consistently yet. And that's going to be the big challenge, to get through Wisconsin to win the West.
Stanley Jackson with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Big Ten Network. And this will be a topic that every time we talk Nebraska football, because I want the opinion of every analyst, everybody that covers football or here in Nebraska covers the team on a daily basis, because it's 80-20 right now with this running back by committee. We agree here on the Doug and Daddy Show that that is the number one concern. That running back by committee thing to me, Stanley, is nobody steps up. Nebraska doesn't have five all-conference running backs that they're trying to decide. As an ex-player, is it a good thing to have three guys that you want to rotate in there, or do you need to settle on one guy?
Well, you know, if you go back 15 years, I'd say you need to settle on one guy, because running backs need a rhythm, and you want to find a guy that in the fourth quarter sort of got his rhythm going and can wear down a defense. But in the new age of football, the way we throw it so much, you can play with more than one guy. You even see that at the NFL level. And so two things. I want to make sure that we're not losing yards and we're not fumbling the football. Those are two prerequisites that I think you got to have for both, for any back. But outside of that, I think you can start the season trying to figure out who the guy is going to be and sort of rotate them through. And then once you find a guy that's starting to emerge as the leader, you can go there. But I don't think that hurts them so much. Now, look, can you replace what you had last year? Probably not. You talk about one of the premier backs in the country. You know, some of those guys don't come around as often as you like to be in your backfield. But I think they can get it done. And here for me, it's really about Tommy Armstrong, too. Can he make more plays on his legs? Can he make up for about 40 yards on the ground, something that Amir was going to give you well over 100? Add it in with those two backs that you're going to use in the committee. And then can he throw the ball more effectively this year and be more consistent? So I know you'd love to have a dominant running back, but I don't think it's necessary with the new age of football, and especially with Coach Riley, a guy that likes to throw the ball more. And they're not always throwing the ball down the field vertically. It's sort of that extended handoff, bubble screens, jailbreak screens. Get the ball out of Tommy's hand quickly, put it in the hands of some of your athletes, and let them make plays.
Yeah, the last question for you from me. You know, Nebraska had two very successful coaches in my book, at least they won over 70% of their games, and they're now in Ohio. You know, Frank Solich and Bo Pelini. What do they, how do they recruit? What kind of players are they getting out of Ohio? I know Ohio State's going to get the top players, but what's the interest there in people? What are they thinking of this Bo Pelini move to Youngstown State? And what's the overall take of Frank still being there and Nebraska coaches end up in Ohio?
Okay. There's a lot of college football in the state of Ohio, and I think, you know, Bo decided to go home. And I think it's a great fit for him. Look, at Youngstown State, you're not looking to get the guys that are trying to go to Ohio State. You want the guys that are tier two below, that maybe just aren't as tall or just aren't as fast. But Youngstown State has a rich tradition. You know, the president that now is Jim Tressel, you know, a guy that won several national championships there. So I think he's in good shape. I think he's at home. He can recruit that area well. And I think there's more than enough talent in the state of Ohio to go around. And if you really look at a lot of the schools in the Big Ten, they all tend to nitpick the state of Ohio, especially like Michigan State. They got about 40 guys on their roster that are from Ohio. So I think it's always great to have good college coaches coaching at every level here because it gives more opportunities for kids coming out of high school. But you know, I think the bigger question for me is for Mike Riley. I mean, I think it's hard sometimes to take a job when the expectation is so high that being only one of four programs to win at least 9 games in the last 8 years doesn't keep your job. And so I think Coach Riley needs to understand that it's not about winning 9 or 10 games. It's about winning Big Ten championships and competing for national championships that the folks at Nebraska are looking for. And that could be a tall order in this conference right now. So hopefully he can get going. I remember when Ohio State hired Jim Tressel. I thought, well, what are we thinking? You know, who hires a guy from a small school like that that has, you know, and it worked out. So let's hope that it works out for Nebraska.
We set the bar so high here, we don't trip on it. We hit our head on it. That's what goes on here with Nebraska football. Hey, Stanley, we can talk about Michigan, but I was wondering, we talked the Ohio State and then the Nebraska and Michigan coaching changes. Is there another school this spring that's got something going on that's headed in the right direction that maybe Nebraska fans, I mean, we don't play Indiana and you know, we don't talk much about Illinois and Purdue. We know what's going on at Penn State. Is there another program that has been doing something this spring that's caught your eye?
Well, I think there are a handful of programs that you're hoping will take the next step. You mentioned one of them, Indiana, a team that can score a lot of points, but defensively have been pretty bad. So, you know, their focus has been more on the defensive end. But the other switch is just right there in the West in Wisconsin. You know, that was a shock, I think, to us all that Coach Anderson decided to go to Oregon State. And so Wisconsin brings one of their guys back and got to understand what they do. And, you know, so the question for me is, can they continue to be as consistent as they've been the last 10 years? And I think that's the question that the folks in Nebraska want to know. Can they continue to run the ball effectively? And then can they find their quarterback situation? The last one is over at Iowa. I'm really surprised that Jake Rudock decided to transfer in conference, going over to Michigan. I thought Jake was a consistent quarterback, a guy that didn't turn the football over. But the fact that Coach Franz decided to make C.J. Beathard the starter right after their bowl game triggered Jake to transfer. So those two stories are pretty fascinating to me. I'm curious to see, you know, how this all plays out in the Big Ten. There are a lot of quarterbacks coming back that played a lot of minutes. Normally that helps a conference. And so let's hope that the Big Ten can continue to make strides. But we did a great job in the bowl game last year. And we can continue to do that and win games in the preseason, and this conference will continue to make noise.
We mentioned football, wrestling, bowling, synchronized swimming. Heck, Ohio State even has a good lacrosse team as they get ready for Maryland. They're ranked 11th in the country. So plenty of good sports to talk about, and Stanley Jackson of the Big Ten Network here with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday to do so. So, Stanley, hey, thanks for the time. Hopefully Ohio State can bounce back from the sweep that's going to occur to them this weekend and have the good rest of the baseball season.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going out there and compete hard, and let's see if Buckeyes can bring one or two of those games home.
Sounds good, man. Have a great weekend. Okay. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That's Stanley Jackson, Big Ten Network, Ohio State alum, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Huskers are like no other, just like T&L Irrigation. If you would like the precipitation, just like we've had over the last 12 hours, always at your fingertips that you can disperse as you want, T&L is there for you. With the GPS, PP3, where you can always control the start and stop, the direction, that's part of T&L Irrigation. And, of course, T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems have superior reliability, safety, low maintenance, and the simplicity of that hydraulic design to help you out for your 2015 crops. Visit your local T&L dealer or go, as always, online to TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. T&L, like no other. Hastings College baseball today has been canceled because of the rain, but they still have doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday, and we will talk with Bronco head coach Steve Sponberg when we return.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
If you're hoppy and you know it, then you need to get your tickets to this year's Hastings Downtown Do the Brew. Taste dozens of craft beers and enjoy live music at this fundraiser for the Hastings Art Council. Do the Brew will be held April 25th at the Hastings City Auditorium. Tickets are available at the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce, Murphy's Wagon Wheel, or Wine Styles. Be hoppy and know it at the Hastings Downtown Do the Brew, April 25th. Please drink responsibly. Designated driver.
Hey, Nebraska, if you need new tires for safe spring driving, now's the time to save 25% at Big O Tires. Through April 25th, when you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth tire free. That's an instant 25% off a set of high mileage, passenger, performance, SUV, light truck, and crossover tires. You'll save up to $200 on your next set of tires in both Kearney and Grand Island when you buy three and get the fourth free only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Doug and Daddy's Show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Because of the weather, Nebraska baseball moved up to 4:05. Nebraska softball has been moved up to 4:30. UNK has made a change once again in their baseball schedule. They'll try to play a doubleheader Saturday beginning at 1, single game Sunday at 3, and Monday at noon. And we've been informed as well that Hastings College Baseball has called off their games today with Grace University, but they will still be home for doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday, weather permitting. And so that'll give head coach Steve Sponberg a little extra time here to get ready for this weekend's doubleheaders. And Doug Duda, Jim Langan, joined by the coach right now here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sponge, how are you this morning?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We don't have to break the field, though.
Yeah, exactly. If you can hit, we can put you in the lineup tomorrow. So.
Well, I might get hit by a pitch because I'll guarantee as hard as they throw them, I won't be able to get out of the way.
Well, I understand that too. We would we'll encourage anything we can get guys on base. So,
well, that has been, I guess, kind of the MO here from what we're seeing, Steve, is that the offense has been a little inconsistent. Can you address what's going on there?
Yeah, no question about it. I think, you know, as the season began for us, we played some really good programs, and I think throughout the year we played some really good teams well. And then we might turn around the next game and not play as well. And the offense has probably been the key, especially here over the last 2 weeks. I think we're a young team, and so we knew we were going to have some kind of ups and downs, but we've kind of fallen into a situation here where we've been getting base runners on base, but we need that young man to step up and get a key hit in key situations. We always talk about putting the ball in play, maybe having productive outs, stepping up in two-out running situations and maybe driving in some runs. And we just quite honestly haven't done that here over the last couple weeks. So we're certainly addressing that in practice on a daily basis. And like you said, today with the rain, we'll continue to address that. But in the same token, it boils down to when you get out on the game field, you have to have people step up and do that.
Steve Sponberg, the head coach of the Hastings Broncos. They will welcome in Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan. All three of your programs are in that middle of the pack fighting to climb up with victories here in the conference. What can you tell us about your opponents this weekend?
Well, really, these are big games for us because both of them are at home. Mount Marty's has an outstanding, decent, really good team. They've played well. We took a spring trip to Arizona, and they were down there. So I had an opportunity to watch them play a couple games. Very good offensively. Their top-end pitchers, top two guys, are very solid and have been very effective for them this year. When, like a lot of teams, when you get into the three and four guys, you certainly have opportunities to score runs. And so not knowing for sure who they're going to throw against us. I think they play Doan on the back end, and Doan has another outstanding team. So we're not sure who we're going to see. If we see their top two pitchers, we're going to have to try to find ways to get people on and get some key hits and score some runs. Dakota Wesleyan has not played as well this year, although they do have a number of people back from last year where they had an outstanding season, but they have a new coach, and I know they got a late start as far as the season's concerned and haven't played quite the number of games and have played some really good competition. So I think both teams present problems for us, obviously, and we've got to come out, we've got to compete, and we have to have guys step up and do the job. And I think if you do that, we certainly give ourselves a chance to win each of the games. But like I told our kids, if we play to our capability, there's not a team in the conference that we can't be involved in and have an opportunity to win. But if we don't play well, there's not a team that can't beat us.
Coach Jim Langan here, question again for you about your defense. How's your defense been playing? Your infield, your outfield, your catcher? Have you stepped up a little bit and improved in that area at some, or are you just about what you've been and what you thought you'd be?
No question, Jimmy. I know you've seen us play a couple times and very aware of what it's like on the as far as ability-wise. We've been very solid defensively. We start a lot of young guys. We start freshmen at third base, two shortstops that are freshmen. Our second baseman's a senior, and our first baseman's a junior. We have a sophomore and freshman catcher. Our outfield's basically freshmen and sophomores. But I think if there's one thing that we've done this year, we've played pretty solid defensively. We haven't given teams four and five out innings. We've made routine plays and come up with some big plays. So I think the defensive side of thing has probably been our most constant this year. Our pitching early in the year I thought was very average at best. We had some injuries in the offseason, some guys that didn't make grades. We then had a couple guys get hurt that were on the top end of our pitching staff. But, you know, a lot of people have that, so that's not an excuse. And I think some of our younger pitchers on our weekend guys now, we basically start two sophomores, a freshman, and a junior. So they've stepped up and pitched much better and given us certainly opportunities to win games. And offensively, like I said, very inconsistent. Early, I thought we swung the bat very well. Here of late, we have not. So, again, we get guys on base. We got to have people step up. Right now, we only have one senior that's even playing for us due to injuries and some other things. But we need that guy to step up and do his job. And our freshmen and sophomores have now played 35 games, so they got to play like they've played that also.
Hastings Bronco baseball coach Steve Sponberg joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Their game today did get rained out. They'll play doubleheaders this weekend with Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan. And what about the pitching staff, coach, and how much does that affect the pitching staff when the offense is inconsistent?
Well, it certainly magnifies every mistake that you might make. You know, if you hang a pitch and they drive a run, the ball to the gap, or hit a ball out of the park, or you make an error, it really magnifies it when you're not scoring runs. And so I think that's been part of our situation, too. Like I said, we left 12 guys on in one game up at Dort. We left 11 guys on in another game, and it's not a situation where we're not getting people on base, but we just are not able. We haven't been, at least of late, stepping up and getting the big hit. And I do think we have the guys that are capable of doing that, but it puts a lot of pressure on your pitching staff to not make a lot of mistakes. Your margin for error is obviously a lot less, and so I believe our kids can come around and start swinging the bats like I think they're capable of, but we have to show that in the game. So like I said, our pitching's done a decent job. You know, we went up to Northwestern last week and lost the game 4-3, and then we turned around and scored 20 runs in the next game. So that's kind of the inconsistency that we've shown. And if we're going to be a team that contends and can get into the conference tournament and actually make some noise, we got to play all three aspects of the game, get good pitching, continue to play solid defense, and then swing the bats.
Yeah, Coach, you made a great point here about scoring runs and getting the big hit, because what happens as a coach sometimes, and I don't care how many games you've coached over 1,000, but no matter what happens, you think, hey, well, if we're not getting this hit, we're going to have to take an extra base here. We're going to have to go from first to third when you don't think maybe you should. You know, you think, hey, this might be worth the risk, because we might get a ground ball to the second baseman and just score a run with one out, you know. So right. You start taking chances. Have you felt yourself doing that a little bit lately because you're not getting that hit? Or do you, right now, do you think you know your team well enough that 6, 7, and 8 can get singles and 1, 2, and 3 can get doubles and that type of stuff?
Well, I think you're exactly right, and I think I found myself a few times trying to maybe take an extra base in a marginal situation where we might not do that had we been swinging the bats better. So, like you said, to get a guy at third, and then because we've not shown that we're a team that can maybe put three hits in a row together. We have some speed and on the bases, so we've tried to do some hit and run and some stealing bases and things like that. And sometimes that's worked really well for us, but other times it has not. So again, I think you find yourself sometimes trying to do some things to create opportunities for your ball club. But in the same token, I don't think I've deviated a lot from what we've done in the past. I think a lot depends on the pitcher that you have on the mound. We have some confidence in our top end guys that we feel like if we can score 4 or 5 runs, we give ourselves a chance to win. So you may play a little bit small ball. Maybe you get a walk, move a guy with a bunt, feeling if you can get one hit, you get a run here, get a run there, and maybe you can win a ball game. When you get to the back end of our pitching staff, we've given up a few more runs, so then you play for a little bigger inning. So I do have a good grasp of what our kids can and can't do, but I would agree with you totally. There's been times we've taken some opportunities and tried to force some things, and sometimes they pay dividends and sometimes not.
And you just look at some of the top end guys' averages here, Jimmy, and it's if you mix in inconsistency with guys that are hitting 300, I mean, Santos, Lockerbie, McGee, Jake Steese, they're all hitting between 300 and 338. But if one guy hits on Saturday and the other guy hits on Sunday, if they're all 1 for 5 or 2 for 4 and it just happened at the wrong time. So We'll see if they can string it together. Steve Spomberg, last minute here with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, second year with Hastings College. You getting the hang of this thing, Steve, and how's recruiting going? Because I knew that was the biggest difference between coaching high school kids and Legion kids and college ball.
No question about it. Obviously, when you, I think the big thing is when you're coaching Legion, whether it be in Kearney or wherever, you know kind of the program that's coming up. And we had a great feeder system. Coach Archer, when I was there, did a fabulous job to prepare kids. And Kearney's continued to thrive, and that's been great. I pull for them all the time in the summer because I have a lot of allegiance back there and stuff. So I think in the college side, you're always trying to go out and get better people. You're recruiting hard. We actually brought in 3 or 4 junior college kids from Arizona. We take a trip down there in the spring break, and we made some contacts with people. Coach Clapp over at Kearney was a guy we made contacts with, so we were able to find some guys that have come up and produced a little bit for us, and we really tried to get a recruiting base back in the state of Nebraska. I think Hastings has been a team that's always had a lot of Colorado kids, and we certainly want to keep those avenues open, but we've got a number of quality kids from the Lincoln area, some from Omaha, and some from the surrounding areas around around here, and it's made our fan base, I think, a little bit better. And I've been really happy with our Nebraska kids. I've always felt like they're kind of tough, hard-nosed kids that are going to play hard for you each and every time, and I think they've done that for us. So even though we've had kind of a roller coaster ride here, I think we've got things going in the right direction. We got to continue to work and get the best players we can from the area, and if we can do that and continue to solidify, get some people healthy for the future, that we've got things going in the right direction. But again, you got to step out on the field and do the job.
Tomorrow, doubleheader Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday, and they're in the thick of the GPAC race right now, the Hastings College Broncos. Always great to catch up with you, Steve. Best of luck this weekend, man.
Well, thank you very much, and I always listen to you guys on the radio to keep up with the local stuff, whether it be high school, and I think you guys do a great job. And, Jim, it's always good to see you, too.
You bet. Take care. You bet.
Steve, all right, take care, guys. Thank you.
Steve Sponberg, head coach of the Hastings College Broncos. Coming up on the show, we've got Fanatics Friday Trivia. Jimmy Langan's got a big weekend ahead of him. And we've got our NBA playoff predictions. We're going to do all that. We're going to do it when we come back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Again, they're expanding for their used car superstore that's about ready to open. If you would like a career with the Midway Auto Dealerships, they'd love to have you be a part of their team. And you can find out more at MidwayCareers.com. They've been voted the best of Kearney for 2015 as a new car dealer. And they have got still a few 2014s that they're trying to move off their lot. So you can get some great deals on some of these items, like a Buick LaCrosse. They've got a Cadillac ATS and CTS, Chevrolet Impalas and Malibus and Sparks. Even got that beautiful Dodge Charger, a GMC Sierra or Ram 1500 truck, all waiting for you. Great deals as always as they move them off the lot at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Visit them at South 2nd Avenue. Go to thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Here's some good policy from your local agent at Auto Owners Insurance. When your insurance policy comes from us, it comes with something extra, a real person. Don't buy from an insurance company with an 800 number and voicemail menu. Auto Owners Insurance operates exclusively through local independent agencies here to help you with all of your insurance needs 24/7. Now that's a good policy. Visit your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get meaty St. Louis style pork spare ribs, only $2.97 a pound. A 5 pound bag of 80% lean ground beef, only $2.98 a pound. And 3 pounds of hickory smoked thick sliced bacon, only $8.99 each. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Saturday, the NBA playoffs begin on ABC and ESPN Radio.
Outside Curry, no! Another one!
MVP candidate Steph Curry and the Warriors finished the regular season with the NBA's best record. But now it's a clean slate as Anthony Davis and the Pelicans look to make their mark as they clinch the eighth seed in the West. Game one of the Pelicans and Warriors.
Saturday at 2:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Oh, Jimmy. You're always a good-looking cat, but they're going to groom you up real good for tomorrow.
But you're witty. You are one witty man here.
Well, congratulations! In all seriousness, you got a big couple of days here.
Yeah, you know, you reminisce a little bit at this time. You know, I mean, I like Dave Greek a lot. You better be good to my daughter. You know what I mean? One of those deals. But
lot of people like your daughter.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that don't even know Dave yet, except from her smiling face on NTV.
That's right. Yeah, it's, you know, you go back, and I mean, she was always a good daughter, and it was really a good sister, I could go back and tell you about the time she put the car in the ditch, and you know, but I remember taking her Worlds of Fun when she was like 8 years old, and how excited she was, you know, just running around and could not believe, you know, these roller coasters, and how I was trying to talk her out of going on them, going, Well, no, let's don't. I was trying to find something that was a little, you know, but she wanted to go on these. And I remember I'd get on these rides with her, and she was so excited. But I really couldn't enjoy it because I was so scared on the other side. You know, I'm fighting for my life over here on this side. But she, you know, she was just so excited. And then as soon as we'd get off, I survived that one. I thought, my God, thank God. Let's go back to the motel room for about 4 hours before the Royals game. But no, she wanted to run on the next ride. You know, we'd stand in line and, yeah. But, you know, so you reminisce a little bit on that, but I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a fun day.
Are you nervous about walking tomorrow?
No, I'm hoping I don't fall down. I hope that's the only thing I got to do. I don't do much. I've only got to go about 60 feet. And, you know, there's some bad steps there, and I got to come down the steps, so I'm going to really take my time. I'm not going to try to get in a hurry. But, you know, luckily I've done 17 or 18 graduations, and I had to go up steps there and go down steps, and I thought about it every time. Hey, it doesn't matter how I do it. I just don't want to be on YouTube.
You don't want to be a Joey Crawford falling down. You're used to the eyes being on you, so you don't have to worry about that tomorrow at all.
How do you know? I don't think I'm going to get teary-eyed, but, you know, hey, I might have to have a towel there. Who knows?
Yeah. So now they've been engaged for a little while.
Yeah.
How'd this all go down? Did Dave ask you, or did they just tell you?
Nah, Dave came over and asked me, and then on her birthday, on January 18th, which would have been, I guess, about 15 months ago, if I'm doing this math right, February, March, April, 15 months ago, they've been engaged for 15 months. Yeah, he did it the right way, and has always been fairly nice to me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes I'm not the easiest guy to get along with, you know, so.
She got married.
What?
What's this
She had
about?
A church. She got married to Oily Bohunk.
Married?
Married.
Married?
Yeah, married.
It's going on married. Tomorrow.
Married.
It's going to be a fun time. Congratulations. Let's do our Fanatics Friday quiz here. Fanatics Friday trivia. Your chance to win $25 gift card to Fanatics. One winner per household every 3 months. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got a trivia question for you. If you are the first person to get it right, then you will win a $25 gift card to Fanatics. Stop down this weekend. Enjoy some of the great pizza, appetizers, great wings, kids menu, and a whole lot more, and watch all of your favorite sporting events, whether it's baseball, whether it's hockey, whether it's the NBA playoffs. It's all there for you at Fanatics. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? We're chatting with that person. 888-455-3776 if you'd like to be a part of the Doug and Daddy Show. It's our fantastic Fanatics Friday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Derek Kissinger.
Derek, here we go, man. I'm gonna throw a curveball at you. Stanley Cup playoffs got underway last night. The last two nights, we got the Storm and the Clark Cup. So the Storm played last night. Maybe their most famous alum is Jaden Schwartz. He was part of the St. Louis Blues. What number is Jaden Schwartz?
I don't know, Doug.
Just throw out any number between 1 and 100.
Take a guess. It's under 20. No guess?
18.
No, that's not right. Tryback, man, 888-455-3776. Our fantastic Fanatics Friday quiz. Who are we chatting with?
It's Chris.
Chris, what is Jaden Schwartz's jersey number for the St. Louis Blues?
Are you still there?
Nope.
We looks like we lost that guy.
888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Call back. Who are we chatting with?
How we doing
there? We're having some phone issues.
Phone issue.
We apologize. Tryback, 888-455-3776. It is our Fanatics trivia. Let's see. We got her worked out. Who are we chatting with?
Chris again.
Chris, Jaden Schwartz's number is?
4.
No, not right. So we can cross 4 and 18 off the list. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Kevin.
Kevin, Jaden Schwartz's number is?
17.
That is correct. Number 17 on your program, number one in your hearts. And he was on the ice quite a bit, obviously, last night for the St. Louis Blues, who fell in their contest by a score of 4-2. So they'll have to bounce back on home ice. Got beat last night by Minnesota. Hey, hang on the line, and we'll get you set up for your $25 gift card to Fanatics. Congratulations.
All right, thanks a lot.
Let's do our NBA playoff selections here. These are all best of seven. We'll be playing basketball for another 2 months. Let's start in the East, where it's supposed to be a little bit easier. Jimmy, I'm taking Atlanta to beat Brooklyn, Washington to go by Toronto, Chicago over Milwaukee, and Cleveland to beat Boston.
I've got Toronto beating Washington. Everything else is the same.
I've got Atlanta and Cleveland advancing on, with Cleveland winning the East and LeBron James going to the finals.
I've got Toronto beating Atlanta, and I've got Cleveland, and I've got Cleveland also beating Toronto advancing to the finals.
In the East, this is what makes it so interesting. I am going to take the Spurs to get by the L.A. Clippers and have an all-Texas semifinal there with Houston to get by Dallas. In the top half, I like Golden State. They're going to get past New Orleans. I'll take Memphis to beat Portland. So Golden State to play Memphis, the Spurs to play Houston.
I've got Golden State and Memphis, but I got the Clippers beating San Antonio. And I've got Houston winning that. And then in my next round, I've got Golden State and the Clippers.
And I have got Golden State beating Houston, Golden State and Cleveland in the finals.
I've got Clippers and Cleveland in the finals, and my NBA dark horse, the Clippers.
That would be fun to see Blake Griffin and the boys win. But I'm going to stick with Curry and the guys and go Golden State over Cleveland just from a depth perspective. When LeBron went to Miami, it took him a year. I think it takes him another year here. I'm going to go with the league's best record and take the Golden State Warriors over Cleveland. Jimmy's got the Clippers over Cleveland. But you've got the Clippers and Toronto going deep. And I really don't have a dark horse going deep. I think many people will believe Houston is a dark horse. I don't think a lot of people are picking Houston. Some are picking Dallas to beat them in the first round, and if not, they're taking the Spurs.
Yeah, well, one thing about it, Toronto's got to stay healthy, you know, because they do have their bench is not going to get it done. But Toronto last year made a little move, you know, into the NBA playoffs, and almost I think they went ahead of Game 7 and got beaten Game 7.
REO Speedwagon playing this weekend at Fauner Park Saturday night, so hopefully that's fun. If you're going to be in Kearney, don't forget the Fool's Night Out for the Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding. It's at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds on Saturday night. Music, fun, games, prizes, all kinds of stuff going on from 7 o'clock on, so that's tomorrow night. Ding, ding. Oh, I had that as a trivia. That's a little... The Royals. Let's not start a trend here. 7-0, lost a couple to the Twins, who aren't very good, but they beat up on the pitching yesterday. And now Oakland comes in a rematch of that historic wild card game from last season.
Yeah, the Royals are the type of team, you know, that's kind of interesting. They were a little bit above 500. Now, that's about what they are. They're a little bit above 500. So when they won 17 straight American League games, that is almost phenomenal. I mean, this isn't a team that won 116 games.
No.
You know, it's a team that's winning 90 baseball games maybe. And that's what the Royals are. They're going to have to win this division with 90-92. And them in Detroit right now are playing the best right now. But it's anybody. It's wide open. It's real early in the season.
A couple of other sports notes in the coaching chain. Nebraska women will need a new assistant. Shimmy Gray Miller is leaving to go to Florida. Kellen Burr is the new boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull. Former Cardinal has been on the staff the last 5 years. Coach Hartman stepped down at the end of the year. He will take over. And one of the big names in all of Nebraska coaching and wrestling, Brad Hildebrand, steps down at Omaha Scutt, the most prestigious and winningest program in the last two decades. He'd been there 22 years, helped get the program started. Again, it's not all Brad, but he was a big part of it with R.J. Neeby and all those guys that got that going, and what a program they have. And they've won 17 of the last 18 Class B titles. A Skyhawk alum in Chase DeVetter will take over at Omaha Scutt. But boy, a changing in the guard right there. It was like when Eric Behrens left Omaha Central Basketball after winning 6 of 7 state titles, and they've won 17 of 18.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at programs, I mean, Kearney High Track is probably the number one program as far right now, as far as just winning state championships and what they've done, you know. And but the Omaha Scutt, it'd be hard pressed to say what they've done at least isn't in the top 10 in the state right now. You know, I'm looking at winning state championships and your program. There's a lot of programs. Hey, don't get me wrong, Amherst Wrestling, you know, is going to be in that group. You know, I'm talking about somebody that's dominated. You know, their area, you know, there's volleyball, Columbus SCOTUS, GICC. I mean, I can name some others. Kearney Catholics girls have had some success, you know, in track and field and all their sports. But, you know, Omaha Scutt, try to imagine that. Did you say 16 out of 17?
17 out of 18.
17 out of 18. Now, that is, I mean, that's got to be, I'll bet you that's second right now behind Kearney High boys track, actually.
And you know what? Pretty darn good day for the Bearcats yesterday. We mentioned that they won both the boys and girls titles at the Omaha Central Track Invite. The Kearney golf team won the Hastings Invite by 15 shots over GI and McCook. And then you had the girls soccer team win their 10th consecutive game. And the Kearney boys gave Grand Island all they wanted through that thunderstorm last night. Islanders did win that one, though, by a score of 2-1. Nebraska Danger play at the Iowa Barnstormers tomorrow. Tri-City Storm home tomorrow night, 7:05, trying to complete a sweep of the Omaha Lancers. It won't be easy, but there's a lot that you can be doing, from watching baseball to hockey to helping out with some of the local charities as well this weekend. Or you can crash the Langen Greek wedding. That would be a highlight as well. So it's all going on this weekend. We want to thank Stanley Jackson of the Big Ten Network, Ohio State alum, for breaking down some Big Ten football and talking a lot of other sports, from synchronized swimming to bowling. Also want to thank the head coach at Hastings College, Steve Sponberg. Baseball there canceled today, but they're home Saturday and Sunday. Jimmy, will you be in shape to join us again on Monday?
No doubt. I'll be here Monday.
I'll expect a recap.
All right.
Folks, have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday back here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.